Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY20 earnings conference call of UFlex Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Runjhun Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Steven. On behalf of Nirmal Bang, we welcome you all to Q3 FY20 results con call of UFlex Limited. The management is represented by Mr. Rajesh Bhatia, Group CFO, and Mr. Rajesh Agrawal, VP President, Investor Relations. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Agrawal. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Runjhun. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the third quarter FY20 earnings call of UFlex Limited. On the call today, as Runjhun said, we have our Group CFO, Mr. Rajesh Bhatia. Our discussion may include predictions, estimates, or other information that might be considered forward-looking. While these forward-looking statements represent our current judgment on what the future holds, they are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially. You are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements, which reflect our opinion only as on the date of this presentation. Please keep in mind that we are not obligating ourselves to revise or publicly release the result of any revision to these forward-looking statements in light of the new information or future events. I would also like to emphasize that while this call is open to all invitees, it may not be broadcasted or reproduced in any form or manner. I would now like to invite Mr. Bhatia to share some perspective with you with regard to the company's operations and results for the quarter under review. After that, we'll open the call to questions from analysts. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Rajesh, for the introduction, and welcome everybody on this call for Q3 results for UFlex. Fairly decent quarter, you know, because the margins have expanded, both the EBITDA and the PAT margins. The volume growth in packaging at 11% on a Q-on-Q basis, on a year-on-year basis, is very, very encouraging. And as we complete our, you know, shifting of the Dubai plant to Russia by the end of Q4 this year, so we are all set to, you know, recoup what the volumes we lost because of closure of that plant. Aseptic packaging also in the current quarter, we are looking at a substantial volume in so much as that, you know, we feel that about we'll have a 70%-75% capacity utilization in the current quarter for the aseptic packaging business. So all looking very great, positive. The energy in the company is very high given that, you know, the existing businesses are doing well and the new expansions are coming underway, which will get completed in the year in the FY21. So overall, you know, we're happy with the 15% margin after long time, EBITDA margins on a consolidated basis and about 13.5% normalized EBITDA margins on a standalone basis. We had two one-time items which got reported in this quarter. One is our subsidiary UTech, where we sold 82%, and because we sold 82%, so we had to revalue the balance 18% also. And again, about 3.9% shareholding of our Mauritius entity was transferred to Dubai, which, and both these transactions resulted in a gain of about 67 crores at an EBITDA level. And at a consolidated level, it generated, because, you know, these are transactions with the subsidiaries. So at a consolidated level, this resulted in an EBITDA gain of about 5.5 crores. And the PAT gain is about 55 crores on a standalone basis and minus 1.2 crores on a consolidated basis. as the, you know, the impact gets neutralized because of the intercompany subsidiary or relationship. So even if we you know, exclude all that on a normalized basis, the standalone PAT for the quarter is 32 crores, which in the same period last year was about 4 CR. On a consolidated basis, the PAT is 85 crores, which is, and the same period last year, it was about 54 crores. So obviously a quantum jump driven by the higher earnings, which is basically coming from the higher margins in all the businesses, whether it is packaging, whether it is films, and higher volumes in the packaging business in the current quarter. So as you know, we get into the FY21, we will see our Hungary, Nigeria facilities getting commissioned towards you know, Q1 end or Q2, and that's where, you know, the volume expansions in these locations will kick in. Russia, we hope to start in Q4, and you know, we're maintaining that deadline currently, but let's see, it could be a few days here and there, but largely we are on route to, you know, recoup our lost volumes from our one plant in Dubai. The margins for the BOPET as well as for the BOP, for the BOPET continues to be maintaining with a little bit of improvement over the Q3 of last year. But the BOPP margins clearly have improved substantially when we can on a Y or Y basis, which is, you know, testimony to the fact that, you know, the demand supply equilibrium is getting established and the prices are becoming, you know, better as the excess supplies are, you know, get adjusted. So that's in brief, you know, the story of this quarter. I would say probably, you know, if we would not have lost volumes and all that because of the shifting of the plant, you know, the margins, given that the margins in the packaging films continues to be good, we could have done still better. But, you know, those are the kind of things which you have to plan well in advance. And ultimately, we shifting this plant to Russia will result in better synergy of operations, because as we've been advising earlier, that this plant was actually, you know, sort of earmarked for supplies to CIS countries, with a very large output to Russia. And we were incurring a lot of freight from Dubai. We were incurring customs when it was getting imported into Russia. And also, you know, in Russia, we'll have an access to a cheaper energy cost. And, you know, as we've been doing in our other locations where we are close to the customers, so those benefits would surely kick in as we start producing and as we consolidate ourselves. So overall, I think we'll be, you know, the margins from this plant itself would also expand as we go forward in this. That's basically, you know, a snapshot of what we did in this quarter. The numbers are there before you. I explained you some of the extraordinary things which are there in this quarter, which boosted the EBITDA more on a standalone basis, and hardly anything, you know, at an EBITDA or PAT level on a consolidated basis, as, you know, these transactions get neutralized on a consolidated basis. But on a standalone basis, yes, they do appear in the India balance sheet. Which numbers we've already published. notable part, I think, is that in the current quarter, as I said, that the aseptic packaging looks at about 70-75% capacity utilization levels, which is going into the season with that kind of a capacities utilization is surely going to be huge booster to the earnings in the subsequent quarters, both the top line as well as the profitability. Let's look at this quarter and then, because this industry has also the lean period as well as the the prime period. So, the next 6 months are really the prime period as summer season kicks in and the demand for, the juices and the other liquids go up substantially. And then, when the summer ends and, we get into the winters or the more wetty season, So that's where the demand for the drinks and all these things also go down. So we'll see at that point in time as to what we are doing. But I think as of now, the positive is what we have to take it forward. And you obviously base your capacities, building on the on the seasonal aspects in this particular aseptic business, and that's what is the norm across the country. So I think while currently we are into half of the Q4 also, but looks like that we will maintain the margins, and because of the uptick in the aseptic packaging, there might be a better surprise in store for all of us, which I'll be not in a position to quantify as yet. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you being on the call, and that's what I would like to summarize this from the management perspective. And if there are any questions, most welcome to take them now.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Kunal Bhakta from First Quarter Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Yeah, thanks for taking my question. Could you guide us if there has been any major customer acquisition in Asepto in the previous quarter?
So I think very difficult to name and all that because of some of the confidentiality clauses we may have, but definitely we have one or two big names in this quarter, but for me it is difficult to sort of take them on the call because we had some bad experience earlier for this.
Okay, but then I think maybe the concentration you could guide top five customers in Asepto.
The concentration is always the number one is the juice, number two is the milk, and number three is the liquor. So I think for us the liquor business is sort of one which gave us the initial boost and all that, and now it is more of juice and some of the other packaging, including ghee and everything else we're doing also.
Okay, okay. So what is the current exit rate on Asepto?
I think we are looking at doing about 200 million packs a month.
200 million packs a month.
Month.
This is by which month?
Current month.
Okay, current month. Okay, got it. And with regard to your Poland, you know, plant, what is the timeline for the financial closure?
I think financial closure is not at all a challenge there, given that, you know, we have already, because this existing plant is already debt-free, so there is no debt currently on that Poland plant. So the existing banks are more than willing, falling over each other to, you know, sort of fund that. I think we will have that. We've already closed that, you know, based on the in-principle discussions and the approvals from the bank. So that is not an issue at all.
You have already ordered the equipment?
Yeah, we already ordered that.
Okay, and you don't foresee, you know, what's the timeline for delivery? Is it faster or...
So we're trying to, because, you know, we will try to do, you know, the, because, you know, the Poland plant, as you see, is already doing more than 100% capacity utilization for many years now. So we're trying to, you know, sort of expedite that, including, you know, if there are some plants which somebody else ordered and they're being delayed and all that, including moving that. So we expect that in FY21, we'll be able to start that plant.
Understood. And in terms of your packaging division, you mentioned 11% YOY growth. What is the QOQ growth?
The Q&Q growth in the packaging is 4.5%.
4.5%.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'll come back if there are more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Agarwal from Karma Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question is on the BOPET capacity and, you know, all over the world. And, you know, this whole issue of coronavirus now going on in China, can you give us some kind of plan here? Disrupting supply or demand of BOPET and how it's going to play out? If you can give us any data regarding the affected region of Wuhan, would that have any concentration of BOPET?
So currently there is not, because, you know, from China has not been any significant player in the global BOPET or BOPP, you know, sort of markets. So there's no disruption on that account. And there are no imports into India from China, so, you know, there's hardly anything on that account. Rather, some of the people are taking advantage of this, you know, you know, the supplies may get disrupted and all that, and trying to raise the prices further, but I think that will be you know, so while they may have a short-term gains, because the margins in the industry are already, you know, sort of quite reasonable at these levels, and if we are able to maintain them, I think that's what be the, that should be the
okay
overall objective.
Yes. So, and the next one is on the, you know, you announced a new BOPET line. You had already announced a couple before. And correct me if I'm wrong. My understanding is that in FY21, all these CAPEX announcements in BOPP and BOPET will be on stream. And so I just want to understand that, you know, with your, now you have EBITDA level of 275 crores. So, you know, a year, would be something around 1,000 crores of EBITDA. And then you're obviously taking some debt also to fund these expansions. And what's the current debt right now? And what do you see the debt level at the end of 21, considering all the cash flows from the company and the new debt you will, you know, take to set up these facilities? If you can give us some kind of...
So the current debt of the company, term debt of the company is about 2,300 odd crores. As at the end of Q3. So I think the round of expansions we have announced are about, total is about $240 million. And if we take a 70% debt on that, so that would be about $170 million debt, a part of which have already come in on the balance sheet. So if you see QY19, we had a debt of about 1200 crores, which is now 2300 crores.
Okay, so a substantial investment you have already done, and that you've taken debt against that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us, look, the cost of debt which you're taking for the European expansion?
I think that would be very, very minimal. I think Euribor plus 2-2.5% range.
Okay. And next one is on this whole, effort UPlex is doing in terms of, recycling. You are now putting up a project in consortium with the industry, other industry players.
Yeah.
You are basically recycling PET bottles, multi-layer plastics and all that stuff. And you also announced on the product side, a few products like last quarter or something, you said you were working on the biodegradable pens. So can you share some highlights from there,
I have nothing to add on that in this quarter as the things have got crystallized and whatever is the natural chronological order in terms of which the things should happen, that is now on its way. This plant which we will put up along with the industry association through a trust to which all these everybody will contribute towards improving the sanitation and all that. So, that will take about 6 to 8 months to come. And once you have this, so this is basically putting up a sorter which will segregate the municipal waste that you receive, and then for the plastic MLP, whatever is the waste segregated, so that will be recycled to make the plastic granules, which will then be used in the injection molding machines to make some of the articles of plastic to do a showcasing as to how the MLP is to be segregated, how it is to be processed to make chips, and using those chips in the injection molding plants to make various items of plastic. So the same theme continues. And on the biodegradable side also, I can only say that some of the customers are on board to test this packaging, because they obviously want to take pride in the consumer industry by announcing that they are using the packaging which is fully recyclable and fully biodegradable. So, but at our end there are still some work in progress to go on. So I think in the Q1 of the next year only, we'll be able to start with a few customers for their few of the SKUs which will be launched as recyclable and biodegradable.
Just last question on aseptic liquid packaging. So you said 200 million packs is your current run rate right now. So I'm assuming that you will be, the way you're going, you should be able to double your capacity, like you mentioned earlier, with just require one printing machine from 3.5 billion packs annually to 7 billion. I just want to understand, sir, what is the market size right now of this aseptic liquid packaging? And, if we had to assume that you will hit 3.5 billion packs, full utilization of your current capacity, how much would that be as part of, percentage of total market share in India?
So I would assume that today Tetra Pak sells about 12 billion packs a year, and you know, when we conceived the project, they were selling about 10. Currently, I think they are selling about 12 to 13, and this is about giving them about 18 to 20% volume growth. At 3.5 billion packs, if the and you know, there were a lot of imports earlier happening from China, because Tetra Pak, they were not in a, these customers were not in a league where, you know, the didn't have those kind of volumes that probably Tetra Pak, they could afford and go to Tetra Pak and all that. But when we came into these, obviously we had to start somewhere. So a lot of these customers also, we have converted them from imports to, you know, using, you know, local availability and all that. And it helps them in a big way, because, you know, if they can order their monthly or fortnightly requirements, and they can order, reorder and all that. So that is what is, you know, sort of playing out while we are working for the big customers. In the meanwhile, it was important for us to also substitute some of the imports with the local supplies here, which we've done successfully. And we would assume that, you know, at a 3.5 million capacity, we would be about, about 23%, 25% market size, overall market size.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good number. Yeah, so that's it for me. I'll come back if I have any more questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhyanand Vaidya from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead. Mr. Vaidya, your line is in talk mode. Kindly go ahead with your question. As there is no reply from the current participant, we move to the next question from the line of Aman Sonthalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, what is the current turnover of Asepto in the last quarter?
That's what I said. February, we'll do about 200 million packs. So normal, each pack is about 1.75 rupees. You know, when
okay.
we... About
so that means around 35 crore rupees.
35 crores.
For per month.
Yeah.
And sir, in the presentation of SRS, they were mentioning that for the coming 3-4 quarters, there will be pressure on the margin of BOPET. So how do you foresee that, sir?
No, look, BOPET ke margins jo hain, are very good at this point in time, and but you know, whenever in a cyclical industry, whenever there is a margins are higher, so sooner or later people plan new capacities, and that's where, you know, then it again the margins are affected again, given that the supply side then, you know, sort of catches up and all that. India mein normally BOPET ka kareeb 40,000 ton ka प्रोडक्शन लेवल है, सो एक प्लांट 10% ग्रोथ रेट तो कई सालों से मिल रहा है, सो करीब एक प्लांट तो हर साल में, यू नो, कैन इजीली बी, यू नो, अकोमोडेटेड. अब दो आ जाएंगे तो उसमें फिर जो थोड़ा बहुत थोड़े समय तक कोई मार्कआउट होगा, वो, यू नो, दैट विल ब्रिंग डाउन द मार्जिन्स. But I would assume that, you know, if we sustain our margins, that would be good.
Sir, our most of the capacity is internationally. So how do we see the margins here?
So I think margins internationally currently are also better than in India in these in the packaging films business. That is why if you see India, we have a margin of 13.5% EBITDA margin, and the consolidated we have a 15% EBITDA margin. So from that perspective, yes, overseas BOPET film margins are better. And if you see other players like Polyplex and SRF also, I would have reasons to believe that also that their margins in the overseas plants are also also higher.
So internationally, sir, our capacity is also coming in. Apart from that, some of the other companies are setting up a puppet plant that are on the board. So will it affect the international margin also, sir?
So, you know, if you see in Europe also as of now imports about 14,000 to 15,000 tons of BOPET films. So,
every month.
Every month. So everybody is looking to, by bringing the plants into Europe, so everybody is looking to substitute that import markets with a local production. Europe mein the growth rates will not be very high, maybe 2 or 3% range and all that, but there is a huge substitution available where you can substitute imports with the local production, and customer is always happy to, you know, sort of take the local produce rather than the imports, because you know the crude prices are so volatile. Sometimes what happens is by the time you are now, you take a position today, and by the time you get your supplies there, so you know your whole pricing structure has changed. When you are there locally, even if you are a bit expensive and people are ready to pay a premium for the local production, make in Europe or make in USA product, so you know that's how frankly it is working out in Europe. Nigeria is more because, you know, with such a hugely populated country already consuming about 3,000 tons per month of BOPET, there is no plant there, and 100% is being imported into Nigeria. So I think there also the consumption is bound to grow as it becomes we've typically seen that where the population support is there, the packaging industry gets a lot of momentum, and then, you know, they need the packaging films and all that. So better the available locally, you know, capture that market early before anybody else, Now some of the players went to Thailand, some of the players went to Indonesia. But, you know, we couldn't move in there at those times because, you know, we were concentrating on the other regions and all that. And today, if we decide to get into these territories, so obviously there will be some bloodbath, because because if the market is of a particular size and, there are already capacities, so we will have to fight for them. But for Europe, the strategy is to substitute the imports happening into Europe. And we'll see as to, and we've done that successfully earlier also through our existing Poland facility also. So let's see as to...
Sir, our Indian operations, this Asipto is doing well. And also, I think that holographic business is also picking up. So, where do we see good margins or better profit in Indian operations?
So, I think as I've been saying that, you know, existing business mein, India mein, where we have capacities are only packaging business and aseptic packaging business. So as we do better over there, like, you know, a 10% growth, 11% growth in the packaging on a year-on-year basis and 4.5% on the quarter-to-quarter basis is a very decent number to achieve. We're looking at more exports. So, you know, a couple of years, if we are able to achieve this kind of a growth, so even our existing capacities in these two businesses would also get fully utilized almost. See, when you make a plant, if you look at packaging, if you achieve 85% capacity utilization levels or so, you are happy to get into you know, a further investment mode, because it takes time also for you to set up the plant. So I think couple of years, next 2 years, we would we'll see the market and probably improve our volumes. And the 10-11% growth, if we get it on a yearly basis in the packaging business, is exceedingly augurs well for us.
Sir, what was the profit in on a standalone basis without other income? Without exceptional income.
Usme jo bhi aap numbers dekh rahe hain EBITDA level pe, 67 crore is the exceptional, you know, one-time items.
Okay.
And at a PAT level, 55 crores.
PAT level, it is 55 crores.
Yes.
What about console? I think it's negative 4 crore rupees, no?
No, console may, if you see before taxes, then it is 5.5 crores actually. And if we see after tax, it is minus 1.2 crores. So there's a positive to this.
And sir, what we expect as the peak debt?
I think the peak debt would be somewhere around, should be about 3,000 crores.
3,000. Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kunal Bhakta from First Water Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I have a follow-up question. Are there any duty tariffs that are currently there in place in Nigeria as far as the imports are concerned?
Because there is no plant in Nigeria currently, so there is no anti-dumping duty there in Nigeria on the BOPET films. But on the BOPP films, where there are already some manufacturing happening in Nigeria, there is an anti, apart from the normal duty, there is an anti-dumping also, about
20%. 20% is the anti-dumping. And what is the normal duty
on the BOPP?
Yeah, what is the normal duty rate?
I will not know that.
Okay, okay, fair enough. Okay, now
so,
we'll come, yeah.
So once this capacity comes up there, so obviously we'll try to, because, you know, each country wants to protect its local markets and all that, and that is where BOPP there has got protection.
Okay.
You know, that's
okay.
How it is happening.
Okay. And with regard to Asepto, when are you guys looking to order the next line for the expansion?
I think let's look at this season. Okay. Give it a couple of more quarters, and then we will be more sure about this, no?
Okay. Okay. And with regard to Poland, you said FY21. Any quarter you would like to guide to us for the expansions in Poland? Which quarter
Not as of now.
Okay. Okay. And in the packaging division, what is the kind of operating leverage that you think is there, given the existing capacity, achievable numbers?
So packaging currently also we are at about 60-65% range.
Right.
So there we need to, you know, sort of do better.
So you can go to 75 or something of that sort?
Yeah. 74. We ideally, we would go to about 85%.
Okay.
Have more thrust on exports as well as on some of the, you know, the local volume growth. But, you know, we all know that, you know, currently the domestic consumption has taken a bit of a, you know, is a bit of a challenge. But a 10% growth in a quarter, which is December quarter, generally will get reflected in FMCG sector growth in the next one quarter, because, you know, they will order you before, you know, their sales actually come into play.
Right.
So, you know, this could be an indicator for probably the things becoming better for the FMCG sector in general, that, you know, if our growth in the volume is about 11% on a year-on-year basis and 4.5% on quarter-to-quarter basis, is there a are there silver shoots for the FMCG sector.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhyanand Vaidya from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So I had a few questions. The first was, so the volume growth is, we've seen a degrowth that is primarily due to the closure of the Dubai line. So excluding the Dubai line, what would be the volume growth in the business?
So if we take in the films business, if we leave out the Dubai plant, Dubai plant would have done about 5,500 to 6,000 tons in a quarter. So if we take, if we normalize that number, so because what we've been saying is that, you know, the films capacities are already at a very high level of utilization. So, you know, not much swing is now possible in the existing capacities to increase your throughput. So, Dubai plant would have done about, say, 6,000 tons more in this quarter, and that would, you know, sort of be same as almost the Q3 or Q2 of this year. Q3 of last year, sorry.
Okay. Oh. So, and the line which is shifted to Russia, is it will start in Q4, so the Q4 volumes will also be impacted? I mean, will
no,
they be
it will,
lower
it
than...
It will happen towards the end of March only.
Okay. Okay. So, and could you quantify the BOPET margin?
Sorry?
The BOPET margin?
So, I will not guide you to the BOPET margins. But I can only tell you that the BOPP margins in this Q3 versus the last Q3 are higher by about 35% to 40% range. Okay. And the BOPET margins Q3 last year versus this year are about 20% higher.
Okay, BOPET is 20% higher than last year.
Yeah.
Okay. So, in the aseptic, any a new customer, I mean, could you quantify the number of customers that you serve?
I'll by? Not name them, but now okay. It's a regular affair, so, you know, the guidance was that, you know, the current capacity, how much we are selling each month, I think that should give you enough.
So, and any export opportunities in that?
We've done some exports. We've done to Coke and some of the other exports, but still at a, you know, we keep on participating in the various trade fairs and all that, but currently that opportunity seems to be, you know, limited, but we continue to work on that.
Okay. So, and I think you had earlier guided for a break-even on EBITDA level by Q4, so has that broken even at the
rest? Q3, we haven't broken even. There is a negative EBITDA in the aseptic packaging business. But again, you know, this is the leanest period in the aseptic packaging business.
Okay. So, Q4 should break even probably.
Yeah, Q4 will not only break even at these levels, but will also have plus numbers to it.
Okay. Okay. So, and we've seen a continuous increase in the gross margin on a consolidated basis. So, so any view on how the raw material prices will be shaping up and how do you see the margins? Are these current margins sustainable?
See, the crude prices are stable. In fact, after the corona, they went down a bit, and but again, you know, at about 57 to 60 levels, 57 to 64 levels, you know, they are the normalized thing. So that sort of a range is quite normalized. If there is not much of an impact of the crude variation, you know, you tend to get the stable margins. But given that the margins in the BOPP have improved drastically, the margins in BOPET have also become better because BOPET was already operating at higher margins. So I think the sustainability to these margins is the key. So the only thing that can, that is likely to, you know, affect the margins is, you know, the additional supplies coming with some of the new plants getting underway. But for us, looks like that next 6 months look to be, you know, still okay with for the, so far as you know, any capacity additions are concerned.
Okay.
So the, we
okay.
feel that next 6 months, because this is also a time, you know, when the requirements for the packaging and all that is probably the highest. You know, first is your summer season starting, and then is your, you know, getting into the Diwali, which where, you know, you get into Q4 and Q1 of the next fiscal years, and by the time, you know, you would have done your bit, so then the products are made and then your packaging is used. So Q4 of the of any year and Q1 of the year is always probably the best period, and during these times you know, the prices are generally robust as compared to when you go to the Q3 of the year, where, you know, after the Diwali and the Christmas and all that, you know, the demand as well as the prices do take a hit normally.
Okay. And any capex guidance for FY21?
Sorry?
Capex guidance for FY21?
No, it's all what we have already guided. So there is no other capex other than this as of now.
And maintenance capex number?
Maintenance capex is mostly at the India packaging and the other facilities, which is about every year is about 150 odd crores or so. There are some small capex that we are doing to, you know, make some of the, you know, PCR films, because today we buy that raw material, so we'll be spending small amounts to, you know, create, set up the PCR projects whereby we will buy bottles and convert that bottles into the chips, and use those chips to make the BOPET films, which will substantially reduce the raw material costs.
Okay. So that's it from my side. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aman Sondalia from AK Securities. Please go ahead.
The question is that there is no major capex in India. So can we see a lot of debts coming down from the current level in the next 2-3 years?
India debt in this at the beginning of this year was something about 950 crores. Okay. And by the end of March, I think we can safely assume that we have reduced our debt by about we will come down to a level of about less than 800 crores.
And this includes the working capital and short-term and long-term both?
This is the short-term. This is the long-term debt only. Because working capital, so, you know, is a perpetual to the business. So that does not go off.
So how much is the working capital debt, sir, currently?
Working capital limits are about 400 crores. The utilization is normally about between 60 to 70%.
Okay, so that comes to around 1,100 crores,
yeah,
by the end of the year. And sir, recently the government has in the budget duty has been removed from the PTA, 10% duty. So how it will help the company?
So it will help reduce the prices of the raw material, which has already been done. So the impact of that is about $25 per ton. I think given that the as of now, the, you know, more or less, I think it will be passed on to the consumer.
So, but sir, will it improve the export margin?
not much because exports more use BOPP.
Okay.
Not exports, may BOPP films is you use more, which use PP.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Runjun Jain from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So just one clarification on the sales. So we are seeing in the packaging, we have grown 11% and there is not much scope on films, and Dubai has not much impacted the volumes.
But Dubai has impacted the volumes.
But it's not very much. And we are seeing also the realizations probably have increased because we are seeing the YOY BOPET and BOPP, both the margins have improved. I'm just trying to understand in terms of why sales is coming down.
Because the raw material has got cheaper.
So what is the, you think that it is now bottoming out? You're still saying that the trend is to continue for decline for the raw materials?
No, I think raw material is now more or less stabilized. So if we could see last year, probably, you know, we saw the prices in Q3 were higher at about $80-$85 to the crude. Now we are seeing 55, 57 levels, maybe best around 60 levels. So, you know, the prices have come down.
Okay. And any volume guidance, growth guidance for the next year, sir?
I think there's no guidance as such, but, you know, the volume in the films business will only come from the new facilities. You know, the packaging volumes, we are only hoping that, you know, the Indian markets, the silver shoots actually take off and we are able to achieve volume growth of between 8 to 12% on a year-on-year basis. So that is what we are expecting.
And in terms of last question, sir, in terms of margins, these are like sustainable margins and we are not seeing anything
wrong. I already answered that. No.
Okay. And sir, in terms of ETR, the tax rate, what is the tax rate we should consider for the year, full year, sir?
I'll get you offline on that.
Sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question, you may press star and one at this time. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one now. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Agarwal for closing comments.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today, and we look forward to staying in touch in future quarters. Have a nice
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Uflex Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.